Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-US trade agreement. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about India-US trade agreement. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, India and the United States announced a landmark trade agreement. The deal follows nearly a year of high-stakes negotiations and effectively resets the economic relationship between the two nations after a period of significant trade tensions. And to discuss more about it, today we are joined in by Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, noted economic analyst. Welcome, Shubhamoy, to the show.
Happy to be here.
Shubhamoy, the deal is no doubt a major one coming on the heels of the India-EU deal just a week back or so. How big and significant is this, and how does it change the entire syntax and the dynamics?
This was a deal that we were actually sort of expecting to happen sometime early in February, March last year. In fact, that way you can see it's almost about 2 years, or rather more than a year, since when this deal was being discussed. What happened thereafter was that President Trump in April announced the Liberation Day tariffs, essentially a set of tariffs where he imposed tariffs on across all countries. And very soon thereafter, while he said that he would like to have a deal with India, there was lots of developments. And by August, he had come up with 25% tariff on India first, mm-hmm. as part of those Liberation Day tariffs. And then very soon he said that I'll be imposing another 25% duty on India because India is buying Russian oil. Now, this was, frankly speaking, most its interference. Because where we buy our oil from as a country, as an economy, is not something that is the remit of any other country to decide on.
Right.
But using the fact that he had the power as a large economy, or in fact as the largest economy in the world, he set up this 50% tariff on India and continued with it as a pressure tactic. Now, what has happened subsequently is that this pressure tactic doesn't seem to particularly work. What it did was India kept on doing what it wanted to do, which was to basically protect its own sovereign integrity, basically ensure that it got oil from where it wanted to, and while always keeping the door open for negotiations on matters of mutual interest between USA and India.
Absolutely.
And as it went on, what India did was, since it was also in the process of negotiating the deal with other countries, India went ahead and signed a trade deal with the United Kingdom. It signed a trade deal which the EU itself described as the mother of all deals.
Right.
So essentially now the pressure was on USA that here was this country, which is the fourth largest economy of the world, I refer to India, signing trade deals for preferential access to economies other than USA. And not only that, the Indian economy, despite being said that the Indian economy wasn't performing, I mean, there was a claim by the President Donald Trump, India is actually logged one of the fastest rate of growth among all the countries in the world at 7.4%. So this became a very difficult situation for USA because USA realized it was missing out on the fun.
Right.
It was missing out on access to the Indian market. We come with a sudden announcement. I would call it sudden because the fact that the negotiations was on was definitely there. But the breakthrough was a bit unexpected because suddenly President Trump yesterday announced the breakthrough and India reciprocated. And here you have the big deal happening.
Now, when you say this happened suddenly, can we say to a safer extent that the India-EU deal, which was inked, you know, this last week, was the tipping point for Trump to go ahead?
The chief economic advisor, Dr. Anant Nageswaran, was also holding a press conference, same issues that he was asked. And he made it very clear that, look, these should not be linked sort of one is to one. As I just explained, that India in the past few months has signed not just one, but two major deals. In fact, three. One with the British government, the second one with New Zealand, and the third one with EU.
In the European bloc.
So there's not just one. Yes, so there are three deals that have been signed, and these are very big deals. And those deals are not sort of enticing any country, but it simply gives Indian market, Indian producers access to very powerful markets and very useful markets. And as you can see, the result of that is that the Indian exports to these markets have rapidly gone up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before we proceed any further, Shubhma, let's listen to the Rajya Sabha MP and former Foreign Secretary Harsh Vardhan Shringla, what he had to say about the Indo-US deal.
It's a historical agreement in a sense that today we have got possibly the best deal that any country has got with the United States, which is our largest trading partner. At an 18% market access rate, we are better than all of our competitors, whether it's China, Vietnam, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Pakistan. 18% is a better rate of market access for all of them. So from that perspective, I think this is a very good deal.
Yeah, Shubhma, if you could just run us through the major highlights of the deal, which just happened, you know, just last night. Because the fine print is yet to be looked into.
Yeah, exactly. So as of now, very few details of the deal are frankly available in public domain. And we'll have to leave it at that. What we know is that, first of all, that there's going to be 18% tariff rate by USA on India, which is called the headline rate.
Right.
But that headline rate covers lots of other things, because there are the rates for individual items. Rates for items like steel and aluminium stays higher. Duties that these things will face on access to USA. At the same time, what we do know is, if you look at the framework agreement that we already had, or the framework that was ready, within that we can see that sectors in which India is very powerful. In the agricultural sector, India will be in a good position. Similarly, on engineering goods, interesting thing about India and US market is that, contrary to expectations, while USA is a developed country and India is a developing country, so one would expect that the developed country will be exporting high engineering goods, high sophistication goods. What USA actually wants to export to India, or rather is able to export to India competitively, are agricultural goods. Mm-hmm. And what India can export, and India will be exporting and wants to export, are high engineering goods. So electronics item, heavy engineering item, items like polished gems and jewelry. You know, these are the sort of things which is very surprising, that actually India has a far sophisticated production line in these items. So it typically turns out that India can export, for instance, cars, or as I said, engineering items for US industry. And USA doesn't have those sort of things. So USA can export, or rather it'll be able to export, or it'll want to export mostly agricultural goods. Oh. And that is where, in fact, India's challenge will be that India, frankly, is self-sufficient in most agricultural goods in the world. So India doesn't need too many of those. However, for the sake of the deal, India will be importing some of those. But essentially, US interest is in exporting raw items.
Right.
So, in fact, President Trump is also talking about exporting coal, or exporting oil, or exporting agricultural goods. He's not talking about being able to export, say, a solar module, because USA doesn't have the capacity to produce solar modules. India produces solar modules much more effectively and efficiently. India produces, as I said, mobiles much more efficiently. India produces, I mean, in the services sector, we are the leaders in IT services. USA is not. So US doesn't have those things to export to India.
Yeah, Shubhma, we'll continue the discussion. But before that, let's listen to the Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, what he said in a press conference earlier this evening.
Kai mahino se intezar tha, sampann kiya hai, deshhit aur janhit ko samne rakhte hue, ek bada mazboot Bharat ke bhavishya ko char chand lagane wala trade deal, maanye Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ke netritv mein कल रात फाइनलाइज किया गया है मैं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की तरफ से माननीय प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का धन्यवाद करता हूं और आप सभी को बधाई देता हूं क्योंकि यह वास्तव में भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था को भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिकों को हर गरीब किसान मछुआरा गांव में रहने वाला युवा युवती हमारी बहनें महिलाएं सभी के लिए ढेर सारे अवसर लाने वाला ट्रेड डील माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कल तय किया.
Yeah, Shubhma, energy and oil in particular has been the hot potato for both the sides for quite some time now. And you also mentioned about this in your opening remarks that we would be kind of moving away a bit from the Russian oil that we used to import from there. Now, with the looming geopolitical tensions, now how do you see the deal when it comes to oil now? Because President Trump has also mentioned about the Venezuelan oil push as well coming into the deal here.
That's right. So essentially what happens is that India is now the world's third largest importer of oil and gas. There's nothing to feel bad about because we don't have those capacity. I mean, we don't have those domestic production. So we depend on imports, which is fine because the Indian economy is expanding very fast. India needs more and more oil. And that's exactly what India will be importing from the rest of the world. And because India is importing in such a huge amount, the enthusiasm of most countries which are producers of oil and gas is to tap into the Indian market. Now, that means that India being in a very comfortable position to decide whom will it buy it from, because it's a buyer's choice. So India buys oil when it finds prices are low in Russia, it buys it from Saudi Arabia, it buys it from USA. And USA, unfortunately, doesn't have the capacity to be able to say that, look, we will sell the oil only at this price and you have to buy it at that price. Because USA also will have to ensure that the oil that it sells is competitively priced. Correct. And to make it competitive, it will have to ensure that the price at which it sells will be something good that India would like to. So if it can, India will be buying oil from USA. There's no reason for Indian companies and Indian government to be buying oil from countries at a price which is much higher than what we are doing right now.
Right, right. Yeah. Now let's listen to the Minister of Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, what he had to say about the deal now.
कल माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी और अमेरिका के सम्माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी के बीच में हुई वार्ता के बाद भारत में अमेरिका के साथ व्यापार को लेकर के जिस तरह का परिदृश्य बना हुआ था, जो संशय के बादल थे, एकाएक वो छटे और भारत एक बार फिर कॉम्पिटिटिव एक्सपोर्ट की जगत में एक अपर एज लेकर के सामने आके खड़ा हुआ है. निश्चित रूप से उसके चलते हुए भारत में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग की गतिविधियों को और अधिक गति भी मिलेगी, बल भी मिलेगा और अधिक स्कोप भी बढ़ेगा.
Now, Shubma, let's talk about the numbers and figures here. Now, 18%, what makes the 18% mark so significant? Now, Pakistan placed at 19%. Other economies, let's talk about the...
Forget about Pakistan, that's too small a country.
Yeah, let's talk about the other emerging economies like Vietnam, Indonesia, etc. being in the...
Actually, there isn't any. I mean, yeah, our competitors are somewhat extend Vietnam.
China clocking 34%
China
or so.
Yes. 34%, and then there are... So, for India, as you can see, the numbers are very competitive. And the interesting thing about the Indian number is that India is buying, or rather in the deal that India is doing, there is no reason for India to do something which other countries have been forced to do, mm-hmm. which is that other countries like Korea, Japan, even EU have been asked to invest in the US market, you know, set up production facility. In the Indian deal, as we have understood from both the Prime Minister Modi's state tweets, as well as from President Trump, you can see that there is no such commitment. Now, that's a very big thing. Now, import and export follows its natural logic. We obviously will be importing only what we would need to buy. Similarly, we will be exporting what the American market can take in. So there's no pressure to sort of, you know, import more than you need. Nobody does that. Right. Similarly, exports will happen depending on what they can do. So that part is absolutely well given and taken. So that is a trade deal. And in that trade deal, even though President Trump is saying that India will be importing about $500 billion, but $500 yes. billion dollars, as and when it comes right now, our trade deal with USA, the total trade deal is between $120 and $150 billion, in fact, less than that. So to reach 500 will take time because obviously India will need the time and the space to import.
Right.
I mean, government which will be stocking in and buying those goods and, you know, keeping them in stock for the companies,
right.
for the markets to buy. So it will reach, and yes, India wants to import and export and do lots of things.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. It's a win-win for India this time. And with the India-EU deal being tagged as the mother of all deals, and now the India-US deal now being tagged the father of all deals. Now let's see how the child comes out. The baby bump that we saw today seems very promising in the stock markets today. Shubhmai, on that note, thank you so very much for having joined us and shared your views on the topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Nish.
You were listening to a discussion on India-US trade agreement. The participants were Shubhmai Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
स्पॉटलाइट।